just sort of first and foremost, Gary, just sort of curious how you're doing. Obviously, we, you know, are aware of what, you know, the health scare.
Yeah, you know, guys, I'm doing good. I'm trying to work myself back to my full schedule. You know, not totally there yet, but I'm feeling better, you know, each and every week, and trying to get myself back to, you know, to where I was before, and I feel like I'm heading that way, you know. So just feel very lucky, and you know, hope to be, you know, back in full force here pretty quick, and doing all the things I normally do. But I think I'm getting there.
Gary, what are you able to do?
No, they just really kind of have some hours. You know, they kind of come here and throw me out at certain times. I guess is the only way to explain it. You know, as a coach, you know, work's never done. But so they've kind of put me in some of those situations, and I'm dealing with some people on a regular basis, and, you know, just going from there.
Kind of piggybacking on that, logistically, how is the breakdown of the responsibility going with you and Wade over the course of this process?
I mean, nothing's changed. You know, when I missed the, you know, that one entire week, I guess, against Arizona, Wade, you know, Wade handled that all week. But I mean, since I've come back, I've handled everything. The biggest thing for me, obviously, y'all know I work on the offensive side of the ball a great deal, and so I've had to delegate some of that as I work, you know, work myself back into my full schedule. But other than that, nothing's changed.
Obviously, JJ is a terrific physical talent, but beyond what he brings to the field from a skill set perspective, what makes him such a special player?
Well, he's just a worker, guys. He loves to play. He loves to work. I mean, you know, you go down there on the player's day off, and the one guy you're going to see there every week, I mean, working out, going over to the field, I mean, it's just what he stands for. And, you know, we're going through a tough time right now as a team, but yet everything he stands for and everything he does, nothing has changed, and y'all can see how he's played. So, I mean, he's a guy that expects greatness out of himself week in and week out, and puts in the work to get it.
Coach, you drafted a kid from up here in the third round in April, Brennan Williams. I know he's out for the year. Can you just give kind of an update on how his rehab's at? I believe he had microfracture surgery.
Yeah, guys, he's doing good. You know, he came in, I think he went a couple of days in OTAs, and all of a sudden we had a knee swell up on us, and he really missed all the off season. We tried to get him going again in training camp, got him back to health, and then we had this other problem. So, you know, it's kind of been one thing after another, but he is working well. I mean, all indications are that when you get into the off season and the OTAs, he's full strength participant. But you know, it's basically been a redshirt year for him, and he's got a lot of ability. We got to find a way to keep him healthy and get him contributing.
Gary, what do you see from the Patriots as you start to game plan?
Well, I just, you know, I see them playing better and better each week, and they've obviously got some guys back and getting back to full strength, and you know, what they did in the second half last week is just, you know, it's phenomenal, and their leadership with Bill and Tom has been consistent for so many years, and you know, I see a team, you know, priming itself to make a run for a championship, which you know, they've got a lot of great players, and there's you know, the coaches on that staff are absolutely tremendous, and you know, I see them getting themselves in position to go, you know, make that run that they usually make. So I'm very impressed.
How difficult is it to maybe game plan for a team like New England that has really over the course of the year been so much of a work in progress? I mean, this is so far removed from the team that really took the field over the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, they you know, obviously working against their offense, I mean, there's just so many things that they're good at. I mean, they throw the ball as well as anybody in the game, but they can line up and run it extremely well too. And as they worked through some guys being out, it was impressive to watch them work through that. You know, defensively, you know, Bill and their scheme has always been, you know, very difficult to prepare for. I know all my years in Denver with Mike, you know, 3-4, 4-3, all those things. So it's a, you know, 1 week to prepare for that group is very tough because the coaches do such a great job of teaching and getting so many things done. So, you know, I mean, like I said, you guys know how impressed I am with the organization and what they've been able to accomplish and continue to accomplish.
Gary, this question sort of comes after thinking about the last time the Patriots came down to Houston. And you remember Wes Welker had torn his ACL,
yeah,
you know, on the field there. And then, and I just sort of caught this. I you know, when I watched you guys against the Colts, I saw, like, the patch, you know, in the middle of the field. And I'm just sort of curious your thoughts. You know, what's going on with the field there? Is that just more sort of me from afar, you know, maybe?
I think it's been pretty good, you know, but I think to the general public and to people don't, you know, our field is different than most fields that are in this league. It's pieced together like a puzzle, you know, and on a weekly basis. And I think we rotate like two or three different fields that come from outside and come in. And, you know, I know there's a college game here this Friday night. So there's a lot of football played out there. But, you know, I think it's been pretty good this year. And, you know, I know they work extremely hard at it. But that's, you know, it's just, you know, it's different than, a little bit different than maybe what you see on a weekly basis.
And I did want to ask you about a former Patriot, Jeff Tarpinian, who I know a couple weeks ago had, I think, had 10 tackles in a game, maybe was back as a reserve this past week. What have been your impressions of
him? Yeah, you know, we've had some injuries, and we've had to pick some players up here over the course of the last month, and I tell you, he's been the most impressive. I mean, we brought him in. I mean, I think he was here 10 days and started a game against Oakland. And they went in there and played really well. He played good on special teams the last 2 weeks. He's very smart. It's a tough situation to be put in, but it's a tremendous opportunity for a young man, and he's taking advantage of it.
And then one final question, and thanks for the time, was just on Patriots defensive end Chandler Jones. This morning, Gary, he was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month. I'm sort of curious, as you look at the film, what you see from him. What does he do well? How does he challenge you?
Yeah, he's extremely talented and long, and you know that he can rush a passer. We all know that, but the thing impresses me, he's playing the run extremely well, and you know, they've had some new faces inside and those type of things, but have you know, continued to play extremely well. But I mean, we're very impressed with him, and you know they're tough to deal with from a protection standpoint with the many schemes and stuff. So we got to work it out for us.